Hi, this is Dunamis 323. Today I want to talk about building a house for the married covenant. I want to build a case why we are here, what is our job here on the earth today. And I present it to you, my brothers and sisters, that it's to build a house for the married covenant. Now, this is the illustration of how the Lord sees us. Before we get born again, this inward man, this outward man doesn't exist. All we have is this sensual physical man. And we live in sin and we continue to live a wicked life. But the moment we confess Jesus as the Son of God and we believe in him, accept him into our lives, then he breathes his life into us. Then this inward man, filled with love, comes into existence. And the outward man, filled with faith, comes into existence. This man produces this man, and this man works to manifest through the sensual physical man. So bear this in mind. So this is the summary of what we're meant to be doing while we are here on earth. By him, this by him means by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks to his name is giving thanks to Jesus. That means glorifying Jesus. But to do good and to communicate truth, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Now, this doing good is where we're going to highlight. What does this doing good mean? I'm going to build a case that this doing good is to do with the marriage covenant. Now, this is what we read in Ephesians. For we are members of his body, of his flesh. Now, we are members of whose body? We are members of the body, the flesh and bones of Jesus Christ. Bear in mind that the flesh and bones of Jesus Christ, he has glorified flesh and bones. So how do we get to be members of his flesh and bones? It's because when he breathed into us, remember, he had to be glorified. His flesh and bones had to be glorified first before he could breathe life into the disciples, before he could breathe life into the church. That life is this love you have here, this love in the inward man. That's the life we have, and it comes from his flesh and bones. But look at what it says. It says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. This is hidden. It's not known what is the purpose of this. People think that this is some kind of temporary arrangement, but there's a great mystery here. I'm about to reveal it to you, number brothers and sisters. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife. See that love here? It's this love you see here. The love of the wife comes from the inward man. And then it comes through the outward man, and it comes through the sensual physical man. But it must be here. Now, love for the wife, let me be clear here. This is the covenant wife. If you're a second, third wife, you're not a covenant wife. And the man is living from the sensual man. To be a covenant wife, you have to be married, one marriage. It can't be a second marriage. It can't be a third marriage. It has to be the first marriage. That's a covenant wife. So bear that in mind. So love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverences her husband. Now, look what it says here. This is how you know this is our job here on the earth. This is Hosea 12:12. Jacob fled from the land of Aram. There Israel served for a wife. He served for a wife. And for a wife, he guarded sheep. Why would this be something mentioned in Hosea 12? Israel served for a wife, for members of his body, of his flesh and bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife. You see, when we get born again, we're meant to acquire, develop our relationship with the Lord, serve the Lord, so he can bless us with a covenant wife. Proverbs 18:22. When a man finds a wife, he finds something good. You see that word here? See what we read here? but to do good. When a man finds a wife, he finds something good. It shows that the Lord is pleased with him. You see it? It shows, it's an indication that you have grown in your faith. You've served the Lord, you've shunned sin, and God has now blessed you with your covenant wife. See there? Proverbs. And I wrote this here. The highest good for a man is to have love for a covenant wife. A man loving his covenant wife embodies the keeping of all the commandments. You see, if you can love your wife as a man, you're keeping all the commandments. If you can't love one wife, you can't keep the commandments. They're all together. So this is why we're here. We're here to build a house for the marriage covenant, because this marriage covenant is eternal, my brothers and sisters. Now, why am I saying all this? This is where we are right now. This is Leviticus 23:5-8, 11-14. Please read out all of it in context, and then you see where I'm going. On the 14th day, this is May 7 of the first month at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day, May 8, on the same month, is a feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day, that's May 8, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord for 7 days. Now, this offering made by fire to the Lord is basically the last 7 days that we do good, the last 7 days that we say the Lord's Prayer. That's the last 7 days. That's why it says you shall offer an offering by fire. This fire is love for the Lord. In other words, this love here, this is the fire. We were meant to be living from here. So if you're loving your wife, you're living from here. If you're loving your husband, you're living from this inward man. And that's the last 7 days that we are in the 7 days right now. As you know, today is I'm making this video on the 12th. I'm making it on the 12th. So we are in this 7 days. Offering made an offering by the Lord, 7 days. The seventh day, this seventh day, which is the 14th, is a Sabbath day. It's a special Sabbath day. It shall be a holy convocation. So the May 8th, that is holy convocation. That is the gathering of the angels. And they gather for 7 days. So they're going to gather until May 14th. What are they going to do after May 14th? This is 1 Kings 20:29. And they encamped opposite one another 7 days. Then on the seventh day, the battle was joined. So this is my belief. I believe that Michael and his angels, they've been gathering in the heavens since the 8th of May. And they're going to gather and they continue to gather up until the 14th. And then they're going to do battle with Satan and his angels. And when they do that battle on the 14th, Satan is going to come crashing down, and then we are going to go up. This is what we're reading here, my brothers and sisters. So, and it says, shall be holy convocation. That's on the May 14th, which is actually the day of Israel's birthday. And it says, he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf on the day, that's May 15, on the day after the Sabbath, that is after the special Sabbath day, that's May 14, the priest shall wave it. And you shall offer on that day, that's May 15, 2024, when you wave the sheaf, a male lamb of the first year without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord. Its grain offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to the Lord for a sweet aroma, and his drink offering shall be of wine, 1/4 of a hin. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Everything you read about here is to do with our glorified bodies. It's to do with the saints as they go up in glory. This is what this represents, my brothers and sisters. The wave offering on the 15th day after the 14th day. So the battle between Michael and his angel will commence on the 14th. Would there be some manifestation in the physical realm? I don't know. But we do know, once this battle commences, when Satan comes crashing down to earth and we go up, that is when all hell is going to break loose. So I think this rapture that we're talking about is already written right here in scriptures. Now, so might say, oh, okay, the marriage covenant, they're building a house for the marriage covenant. Someone say, yeah, but I don't miss you. I didn't get married. You know, I was trying to get married. I couldn't find a person. You know, I health issues, money, mental issues, all kinds of issues where I couldn't get married, or for whatever reason, I didn't get married. What about us? Does that mean that we are going to remain single in heaven? No. If you didn't get married, your son will get married. What does that mean? When I say your son, as a man, I'm not referring to your literal son. I'm referring to the glorified you will get married. If you're a lady, you didn't get married for whatever reason, your daughter will get married. When I say daughter, I'm referring to the glorified you will get married. And this is the scripture that supports that. What if you're not able to build a house for the marriage covenant before the rapture? This is 2 Psalm 7, 2, 5, 12 to 16. This is what did David wanted to do. He wanted to build a house for the Lord. He couldn't build it. Who built it? His son did. This is the equivalent of that. The king said to Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells in a tent. And Nathan said to the king, go and do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. So people want to get married. For whatever reason, they couldn't get married. But the same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, go and tell my servant David, thus say the Lord, would you build me a house to dwell in when your days are fulfilled? I jumped here. When your days are fulfilled and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body. And I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name. That's what's going to happen. If you're not married now, your glorified self is going to build a house, a marriage covenant for the Lord. And I'll establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of my men, with the stripes of the sons of men. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever. So basically, my brothers and sisters, the marriage covenant is why we are here. That's why we got saved. We got saved to build the marriage covenant. It's not a temporary arrangement. A lot of people, please don't quote scriptures that you don't understand. Don't quote the scriptures that you read in the Gospels. That's not what that scripture is referring to. A lot of people, they kind of fight against the marriage covenant, and yet we are going to a wedding. We are being married to Christ. Remember the city, New Jerusalem, that is the bride, but individually, everybody will be paired up. If you get to heaven and you don't want to be married, you are free to be, if you're a man, you can join a monastery, but the monastery is going to be on the outskirts. If you're a lady, you'll be in a nunnery, that will be on the outskirts. But most people who are going to be in heaven, they're going to be married. They're going to be married, my brothers and sisters. Don't be deceived. That's why it's important that your marriage here on earth be a covenant marriage. If you're a man and the woman you're with already has a husband that is adultery, you'll be left behind. And ladies, If the man men you're with, if it's not a covenant husband, it's somebody's husband that has already, he has a wife, that's adultery. You're defiling that man and you will be left here. The Lord is coming for those in covenant marriages. And if you're not married, keep yourself from fornication and you will be married after the rapture. That is the word of God. It's in scripture. So please, my brothers and sisters, be encouraged. I believe this is it. We are here. We are within these 7 days between May 8th and May 14th. Today is May 12th. So the offering to the Lord is those who acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God and they're living from the inward man. This inward man produces the outward man. You know, your willing and thinking produces your speaking and doing. This is the man that fights this man. This man has to be subdued, this physical, sensual man. This is where the enemy tempts you to become an adulterer, tempts you to sin, tempts you to live a selfish, wicked life. But you can subdue this man from this man here. That's why marriage is so powerful, because it gives you the ability to subdue this man. So if you've been married for 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years, congratulations. You have, according to the word of God, you are highly favored. I've been married for 29 years. And many have been married longer than me. But you are in God's favor. So my brothers and sisters, be encouraged. I believe this is it. I believe we're going to start to see things happen this week. So be encouraged. And by the grace of God, I will speak to you soon. Bye for now.